You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called on the federal government to take greater responsibility for international quarantine. In a statement posted on Twitter, Ms. Palaszczuk says federal funding is necessary to ensure more infectious overseas variants do not escape into the community. She says the state's hotel quarantine has been effective so far, but it's time for a nationally consistent international quarantine plan.
We are not out of the woods. We do not know how long this global pandemic will continue, and we are seeing alarming rates overseas. And we will continue to be vigilant, we will continue to monitor what is happening overseas, and that is why we need the best defence, and of course that is our hotel quarantine.
And border restrictions imposed on Greater Sydney residents by Queensland, South Australia and Victoria are being eased as New South Wales records its 12th consecutive day without a local COVID-19 case. From today, Sydneysiders can have 30 visitors at home and up to 50 at outdoor gatherings and more guests at weddings. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government carefully considers the mental health effects of her COVID-19 related decisions.
A decision you take can impact someone's livelihood, it can impact their health, it can impact their mental health and well-being, and that's why in New South Wales we like to find that balance between keeping the virus at bay but also keeping the economy going.
And Tasmania will lift coronavirus border restrictions for travellers from 10 Greater Sydney local government areas on Sunday. Visitors who have been in the regions will no longer be forced to quarantine from 12:01 a.m. And the Victorian government is easing border travel settings with New South Wales from 6 o'clock tonight. The Cumberland area will transition to orange as part of Victoria's permit system, and several other Greater Sydney zones will change from orange to green when the updated system takes effect. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has told 3AW Radio that officers will start scaling back their border operations and less members will be involved.
Police have been all over the state doing a whole lot of roles in COVID and bushfires. As I said, we've got 800 in quarantine alone. That'll go up to over 1,000.
And Australians stranded in Europe face yet another hurdle to returning home after the United Kingdom banned incoming passenger flights from the United Arab Emirates. The Australian consulate in London says it's working with Emirates and Etihad to understand the impact on outbound travel from the UK. United Arab Emirates carriers Etihad and Emirates are among the few airlines still flying to Australia due to caps on returning overseas arrivals and an almost year-long international travel ban. Around 37,000 Australians are stranded overseas. Health Minister Greg Hunt says if more flights are needed to help stranded Australians overseas come home, more will be provided.
What we have shown is that if more flights are needed, more will be provided. If more flights are needed, more will be provided. We added an extra 20 specific charters, which Simon Birmingham announced a few weeks ago. They were done to make sure that more Australians could come home. So we'll have to examine the impact of those particular changes, which we understand and which we respect. The guidance to Australians is very, very clear, and the Prime Minister has been clear. If more flights are needed, more will be provided.
Quarantine-free travel from New Zealand could resume sooner than planned as the country brings a coronavirus outbreak under control. Health Minister Greg Hunt was due to review the travel bubble suspension on Sunday afternoon, but announced that could happen earlier. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. We'll be right back.